Glory to God, I am excited. Anybody excited about what God's doing? Glory be to God forever. Well, if you're not, you're not listening. Because God is talking and He is saying some extremely wonderful things to us in this day, in this hour.
Yes, that's right.
Right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, let's pray and get right into this. We've been doing a series on the person and work of the Holy Ghost. And I'm learning a lot. I don't know if you are. I believe you are. Right? He is a person and He does a work. And the more we can know Him, the more we can be familiar with His work. One way that people reveal who they are is by what they do. I don't personally like that when people ask me, what do you do? And people in the world, that's all they think about. What do you do? And they equate who you are with what you do. And if you aren't doing anything, which many times in my life, it would look like I was doing nothing. And if they really knew what I was doing, then they'd think I was nuts. Well, I give, and then I believe God is multiplying my seed, you see. And then I pray, and I minister to people. Well, what is that? Is that a job? You don't know how to describe to them what you're doing. And so they say, what are you? What do you do? They want to put you and categorize you into their understanding. Even if you say preacher, they probably have no idea what a preacher does, but they can go, oh, put you in preacher file number one. And then write you off and hope they never run into you again. No. God forbid you say, well, I'm a prophet. Then they just run. Right? Or an apostle, or anything else that you may be. But, you know, for people to categorize you in their, you know, mind, who cares about where you are in their mind? I like one thing Lester Sumrall said. I'm probably not going to say this right. But he said, other people's minds are no place for your business or for your cares in other people's minds. There's no place for it. Who cares what's in their minds about you? Who cares? As long as what God has about you is set and it's right in your head, who cares what other people think? You got to get over that, all right? Who cares whatever the people think? Absolutely. Glory to God. Yeah. Phew. Okay, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for your holy, precious, written word. We open it this morning with reverence. We expect that we're going to be able to hear from you this morning, clarify things in us, and put into us your will and your plan and your purpose for our lives in greater and greater and greater detail, Father. I ask you to change us from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the living God. We receive your words this morning. I ask you to open my mouth that I may speak clearly. I ask you to open people's ears that they may hear with the spiritual ears that are on the inside of them, and that they may receive your word and grow. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you to establish this church where you want us doing what you want us to do, how you want us to do it. Glory be to God. We receive it and believe it. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. If you'll open up to our foundation scripture for this series on the person and work of the Holy Ghost, is 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4. Yes, glory to God forever. Your Bible should just fall open to that right now. We've been there so much. I don't know about you, but my Bible falls open to specific areas. And it's just because I go there so often, I think the Bible itself has been trained to open up to that specific place. It's the living Word of God, right? It's alive, ready to be trained. Except you're probably the one being trained anyway. Glory be to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. Your faith should stand in the power of God. We should have faith in the Holy Ghost, in His power, in the way He does things. How are we going to have faith in what He does if we don't know what He does? Right? Amen. You can't. We would just go, wow, that's strange. But it's not strange. We've been talking about His work, the things that He works. If you go right to verse 4 again, it says, "My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power." The demonstration is the visible, open manifestation and showing of the Holy Spirit and His power. And He said it was through speech and preaching, which we've talked about, words. And then we go and we look through all the gifts of the Spirit, and they all revolve around this wonderful thing called words. Why would Paul say that? My speech and my preaching was in demonstration of the Spirit and power. He's saying his words were in demonstration of the Holy Ghost, the revealing, the open showing of the Holy Spirit and His power. Glory to God. Let's go to our next verse over here. 1 Corinthians 12. 8 through 11. I'm going to try to run through these things real quick so we can get up to where we are today. All right. Verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7. "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all." Remember, Paul just said the manifestation, well, the demonstration of Spirit and power was in his speech and his preaching. Over here, he says, "The manifestation or the open showing of the Holy Spirit is given to just me." No, to every man. Every man. I'm sorry. You know, that seals your fate, Rich. You are going to be given the open show and visible manifestation of the Holy Ghost in your life. Every man, that's the way it is. This is regular way Christianity, not Christianity light where you go and you sing your song out of the hymnal and then you go home and then you go back to church again the next week and you fall asleep during the sermon. No, this is God showing Himself openly. What do you think about that? The Holy Ghost, visible manifestation of the Holy Ghost. He's going to show Himself visible to you. To who? To every man. The open showing or the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. Every man to profit with all. Then he goes on to describe these gifts or these manifestations or these open showings. The way He does. Isn't it good that He tells us how He's going to do it? He tells us what He's going to do and He tells us how He's going to do it. If He just told us what He was going to do and then He didn't tell us how He was going to do it, we'd be waiting and wondering for some kind of goosebump manifestation or some other kind of strange thing that may happen. But He tells us concretely in His Word, right? I'm not making this up. I'm reading it straight out. This is how He does it. "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom." What is the beginning of this gift? Title, Word of Wisdom. Are you seeing this? Yes. It is through words that He openly demonstrates and manifests Himself. Through words. You can pick some other kind of way if you would like, but it wouldn't be correct. This is the way He chose. He's God. He chose to do it this way. "The word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy." Do you remember what we talked about prophecy? What was prophecy? Speaking the words of God. We're still talking about speaking words. I hope you're getting this. or I will just have to keep going it over and over again. To another, the discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. What are tongues? They're words. But all these worketh that one in the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. All of these worketh the Holy Spirit. This is how he does it. He works through all of these. Is he limited to all these? No, but this is regular way for the Holy Ghost. This is how he does things, through words. Remember we talked about how did God create the heaven and the earth? With goosebumps, right? He took a large bag of goosebumps and he reformed them into... No, he used words. We're talking about the same God. He's going to do the same thing. He's going to use words. And when he manifests himself, it's through words. Hebrews 6:5. Last week, we began talking about the gift of the working of miracles. And if we noticed a little bit, we didn't get really in depth on it, because it would just, I mean, your whole Bible is riddled full of the working of miracles. Every time there's a working of miracles, there is God saying to do something first. The Word of God comes forth, he says, do this, and that happens, the miracle happens. Why? Because there's always the Word. Whatever the miracle is, there's a word about it first. And then we spoke a little bit about how, let's just read this, verse 5 of Hebrews chapter 6. It says, and have tasted the word of God and the powers of the world to come. What are the powers of the world to come? We just read them off a little while ago. These are the powers of the world to come. The powers of the world to come. We've tasted the what? The word of God and the powers of the world to come. Why does he connect the word with the power? Because that's where the power is at. It's in his words, right? And I'm really excited about what I'm going to share with you next, so hang on. The powers of the world to come, glory be to God. Go with me to Romans chapter 10. We are going to talk about the gift of special faith. I like to say special faith because every man is given the measure of faith, and we're not talking about the measure of faith that everybody has. We're talking about one of the manifestations of the gifts of the Holy Ghost. A liberty of the Spirit of God to come on you with special faith. It's different than your faith. It's his faith. Okay? Does everyone understand that you can be built up in faith? You can meditate in the Word and mutter the Word and speak the Word. Let's say concerning healing. You talk about healing, you think healing, you put healing in your mouth, you get healing in your mind, and pretty soon you've got bigger faith for healing. Do that with prosperity and giving and receiving. You will build up in that area and grow up in faith, like exercising your muscles, right? But the gift of faith is when the Holy Ghost, do you think he's pretty built up in faith? Yeah. The gift of faith is you may be exercising your faith in a certain area, and I'll show you that a little bit farther along. We're required to do that. We're commanded to do that. We're commanded to walk by faith. We live by faith. The just live by faith. Well, I don't have any faith. Then you're not living. You aren't even alive, according to the Word, right? Live by faith. But when the Holy Ghost faith comes on you, whom? You become a different person. Just like the liberty of the Spirit. Remember we talked about the liberty of the Spirit coming on you. When the liberty of the Spirit comes on you to prophesy, you're changed into a different person. You prophesy. Amen. Not your words, his words. Amen. Right? When the gift of special faith comes on you, sits on you, you have his faith all of a sudden. And you think there's any doubt in there anymore? Absolutely not. Whatever he just said to you will come to pass. There's no doubt about it. And you don't care whether hell or high water, or I don't even know where that term comes from. But you don't care because you've got faith to stand against all the armies of hell and all the armies of Christianity coming against you. It doesn't matter who it is. You've got God's faith resting on you. Okay, so we see a little difference there. It's God, the one who created the heaven and the earth by speaking words, right? When his faith comes on you, he tells you to say something. Well, that's just the way it is, okay? When his faith comes on you. Okay, we can draw a little bit of a line down in there between our faith and his. Remember, we're changed from glory to glory. So we're supposed to be developing our faith. Why? To be like him. We're like little kids imitating the big father. And as we're flexing our muscles in faith through the word of God, there will be times when the manifestation of the Spirit comes on you in special faith, then just, you don't even have to worry about it anymore. It's a done deal. It's over for whatever you were believing God for. Little bit ahead of myself there, but let's see. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, Andrew, could you possibly tell me how the gift of faith would come to someone? Could you explain to me how the gift of faith might come on someone? Well, it looks to me like the word's pretty clear about this. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'll give you a little testimony. This was back, I had just gotten out of Rhema. Sometimes I like to just say that on tapes and stuff, because then when people hear it, they can go, oh, he went to Rhema. Mm. Yeah. Or whatever the reaction they like to get. I don't know, I thrive on that stuff. So, anyways, this was right after I went to Rhema, and I was looking for, I was in the ministry. I traveled around a little bit from church, small church to small church, preaching, in a radical fashion, whatever, you know. Some of them were like, what is that? What happened to this guy? You know, and I had a little few places that I would go. And at the time, I was also moving furniture for people to make money. Because I like to eat and sleep in a place with a bed, all right? So as I was doing that, I'd get these jobs to move little old ladies and their stuff out of New York City all the way down to Florida. And I felt so bad for them sometimes, because, I mean, literally, their house, this one lady's house, was right in the middle of, you know, of the city, of New York City, you know, with all these big buildings all around it. It just developed up around here. She'd been there for, you know, who knows how long, at least 50 years. And she'd sold her house and needed to move out. You know, she was so sad. Anyway, well, we would pick up. There was just one lady. Anyway, we'd pick these people up and empty out their houses, basically, and pack them up and put them in these rental trucks and drive them down to Florida and put them in a storage unit down there, and I would drive back. Or I'd pick somebody else up down there and drive back, because that way you could get more money on down and back, whatever. Not the point. All of that is being said because what do you do when you've got 24 hours in a truck, one way, and it's just you? What do? Well, I sing the same song over and over again until I go insane. No, not me. I would listen to tapes, and I would pray in tongues, and I would meditate on the word. I get little cards that would say the word, and I would feed my faith, right? Build myself up in faith like we're supposed to do. But mostly, I would pray in the Spirit, pray in other languages, and build myself up on the Holy Ghost. Well, I'm telling you, after 24 hours one way, and then after 24 hours on the way back, I remember driving down this road that takes down where we return the truck, and God spoke to me clearly. Wham! A word of the Lord came unto me saying, he said, there is nothing impossible to the man who hears from God. So it took me like, what, 48 hours of praying in the Spirit, but I got a word of the Lord came to me specifically. I remember today, I'm standing up here, you know, 20-some years later, and I'm telling you, There's nothing impossible to the man who hears from God. Why would that be? Because faith comes by hearing the word of God. With the word, the faith comes. So when God drops special faith on you, it comes with the word that he said to you. Right? And then miracles will take place because you're not operating in your faith, you're operating in his faith. That's the gift of special faith. It comes by hearing the word of God. So then faith, or special faith, comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God's word contains faith. And you can take this down to the fundamental level of where you're at. If you need finances, go find some financial provision scriptures. Put them in your mouth and say them. Because in those scriptures is the faith that will bring it to pass and cause a miraculous thing to happen. Okay, the gift of special faith and the gift of the working of miracles function so very closely together that sometimes it's hard to tell them apart. One easy way to tell them apart is when God has you work a miracle, that means that you are doing something involved in it. The widow woman who was pouring out the oil, she had to go and do something. She borrowed containers. She had the oil, she closed the door, she poured it out. She was working with him who was really doing the work, which was the Holy Ghost, right? Yep. The gift of special faith requires pretty much nothing on your part. You just believe. You heard the word, God said something, I'll show you this. You heard the word, God said something, and it shall be just like God said it, whether you do anything or not. Right? Amen. All right. Glory be to God forever. Turn with me to 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 17. Are you getting anything out of this? Amen. Glory be to God forever. Second Chronicles 20 and 17. I'm going to read up a little bit farther. I only put that up on the board because the whole story would not fit. Let me start in verse 14. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, and the son of Jai, the son of... Why did I start up there? Anyway, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation... Verse 15, and he said, hearken you all Judea, or Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, thus says the Lord unto you. Okay, now remember, here comes the word of the Lord saying something to them. With the word of the Lord comes the faith to bring it to pass. Hee-ha. Thus says the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow you go ye down against them, and behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Glory to God. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Okay, that is a classic definition of the working of faith. Okay, you've got a giant army coming against you, and God says, this is what I want you to do. Go out there and do nothing. And watch what God's going to do. Right? Now, if he'd have said, and he has many other times, where it was the gift of the working of miracles, where I want you to go out there, and then, you know, when the wind comes through the trees or something, then I want you to attack from the left or attack from the right. They were obeying the word of the Lord and functioning in the gift of the working of miracles. But here, classic definition, stand still. You do not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. What is set? What are they setting themselves on? You ever set a watch to a certain time? You set the watch to 12 o'clock. Right? And then from that moment on, it's calibrated to 12 o'clock or Greenwich Mean Time. Now go with me to James chapter 5. Hallelujah. Glory to God forever. James chapter 5. You may be saying, well, how does this really apply to me? How does this special faith apply to me? I am going to get into that because I've operated in this a little bit and I've seen it happen. And it can happen having a lot to do with you, all right? And we'll see that a little bit coming up here. Remember, I told you before, you can operate in all the gifts of the Spirit. This is just one of the ways. You can operate in all the gifts of the Spirit. Everybody repeat this after me. I can operate in all the gifts of the Spirit. All right? I think that's something that needs to die in Christianity today because we've been told that, you know, yes, he divides to every man severally as he will, but we forget about the every man part. He divides to every man as he wills, okay? Stop subdividing him so much that we can only think, well, I'll only speak in tongues and I'll never have the interpretation, or I'll never have a discerning of spirits, or never blah, 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 blah. No, you can, if you will believe. All things are possible to him that believes. So let's believe that we can go and flow and operate in all of the gifts of the Spirit. And develop in all the gifts of the Spirit. Why not? It's the Holy Ghost. They aren't your gifts anyway. They're his gifts. And we should. Glory be to God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Ha ha, you just heard that. So faith came with that. And you can now function and flow in all the gifts of the Spirit. You say it every day. Get up and make a confession. Now, today I flow in all the gifts of the Spirit as he wills. What's it going to be today, God? Working in miracles? Yeah. Gifts of special faith? Tongues, interpretation, healings? What is it? Glory to God. And you hook up with him. You know how much that excites him? He's like, yes, I got somebody finally that I can work through and they're not going to limit me. Amen. Take the limits off and let the Holy Ghost out. Out of the box. Burn the box as he comes out of it. Glory be to God forever. Where were we? James chapter 5, 16. Glory be to God. Confess your faults one to another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. And if you've committed, where am I here? The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Now, if you look at the effectual, fervent prayer, those Greek words, Greek. Effectual, fervent is the same word that he uses in working of miracles. Exact same word. Working of miracles. Effectual, fervent prayer. Okay? Same word. Says another, workings and operations of God. The operations of God, same word. Effectual, fervent. In most translations, in other places in the Bible, that's the way it's translated. Effectual, fervent. It's the same word listed as a gift of the Spirit. Okay? Now hang on to this. I'm going to read farther down. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly. He prayed earnestly, effectual, fervent type prayer, that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Now that's pretty serious prayer, right? And we'll go back, we'll look at it in just a second. He went up before the king, and he said, King, it's not going to rain for years until I say so. See you later. How could he say that, Rich? Was he just built up in faith? Was he just built up in special faith of himself? Or did a word of the Lord come unto him and drop on him and say, guess what? Until you say rain, it's not going to rain. That's right. That was God's faith, okay? This is what we're still talking. Remember, effectual, fervent is the same word for working of miracles. It was a gift of the Spirit, all right? So let's go back and read some of that. I think I got it up here. 1 Kings 17. Glory be to God forever. Ha, 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 on the devil. You know, we are all going to work in all of the gifts of the Spirit, and we're going to cause the devil so much panic, he's just going to leave and go away. Right? Why? Because we're receiving the Holy Ghost. All right. 1 Kings 17, 1 through 4. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, remember Ahab's the king, as the Lord God of Israel lives before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Verse 2, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, see, now the word of the Lord came unto him to tell, go and tell the king. You know, the king had to be like, oh no, here comes Elijah again. What's he going to say to me now? Right? And he came in and he went and he told him that there's not going to be rain unless I say so. Verse 2, the word of the Lord came unto him saying, get thee hence, turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Verse 5, so he went and did according to the, what? The word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. What did he actually do to get his food in the morning? What did he do? Nothing. He just had the word of the Lord that he was to go and do nothing. Wouldn't you like that? The word of the Lord to you is to go and do nothing. I've had God say that to me, believe it or not. Like I'd be in a panic situation. God, what am I going to do with the rents coming up? Blah, 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 or, you know, and I've got this bill and I got to have paid and they're going to be calling me up if I don't pay it, blah, blah, blah. You ever had that go off in your head? And then God says, I tell you what I want you to do. Nothing. And you're like, ooh, that's not easy. But when it's God's, when you know it's God saying something to you, then faith comes with it. Right? And you said, man, you're making the gift of special faith sound an awful simple. What, has everything got to be really difficult? Does everything have to be super difficult to walk in the gifts of the Spirit? Was it so difficult to speak in tongues for the first time? No. You were like, man, that was the easiest thing I ever did. Right? Or when any of the other gifts of the Spirit come, the liberty comes on you and it's the most easy thing. You wish you could do it all the time. Thankfully, with praying in other tongues, you can. But these other gifts, they're as the Spirit wills, and they come down on you, and they settle on you. And then this had to be the easiest thing he ever did. Ravens brought him food. I studied ravens for a while because Jesus said, look at the birds of the air. And he talked about ravens. Ravens are notorious thieves, by the way. They steal food from each other. Okay? They do. They'll sit there, and they would rather than go and get food themselves. Watch a bunch of other birds, let the bird go and get it, and then they'll just take it from them when they're not looking. And they're one of the smartest birds, so they have a really good memory. They'll remember where they put something, right? But so will the other ravens who watched you put it there. So it's this constant madhouse of stealing things from each other. It's hilarious. So where do you think this raven got bread and meat from? You know, we think of a raven picking up roadkill, and that's not the way it was. You think that's God's provision for you?
No.
Oh, great, God. You want the ravens to feed me? This is going to be disgusting. I hope I got enough salt, because I'm going to have to gag that roadkill. No. God, these ravens would go and get, where are they going to get bread from? Somebody's windowsill, and I bet it was fresh baked bread, and whoever lost it was very upset because there was a famine in the land, right? But here comes a raven in the morning and in the evening with bread and meat. Glory to God. But these ravens went and they grabbed it from somebody and they brought it to Elijah while he's sitting there. What did he do about it? Nothing. The word of the Lord came to him. Special faith. Special faith. All right. Judges chapter 13. All right. This is where we're going to get into the how-tos. Jesus is Lord. Judges 13. Now, we're going to talk about Samson here a little bit. Samson operated miraculously in the gift of the working of miracles over and over and over again. Well, why are you going to talk about the gift of special faith with Samson then? Because remember I said that these two gifts go very closely together. They function very similarly, and they come through the word of the Lord. But my desire and object here as the pastor of this church is to get you to function and flow in all of the gifts of the Spirit for good and profit, is what the Amplified says. For good and profit. It's good. He didn't say for bad and evil. He said you're going to flow in the gifts of the Spirit for good. To benefit other people even. What if God moved upon everybody else in the gift of the Spirit, other gifts of the Spirit, and only with you in special faith, and God just told you to go sit in your house and everybody else will do the working miracles to provide for you? It's like he did with the ravens. God's going to bring ravens to you. Okay? It's as the Spirit wills. You know, and his will is different than yours. I didn't know if you knew that or not. Anyway, Judges 13:24. Glory be to God forever. And the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. Verse 25. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. The Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times. So, if we didn't know anything about the life of Samson, we could already say that when the Spirit of the Lord begins to move him, it would be in some capacity of all these gifts that we were talking, have been talking about, right? Because this is how the Spirit of God functions. The Word of the Lord coming to him, saying, right? Glory to God forever. Now go to Judges 20:20. And as you go through between chapter 14 up to chapter 20, I didn't count them up, but many, many, many times it says, the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he would do something. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he would do something else. The Spirit of the Lord came on him, and he would do another miracle. Glory be to God forever. So over in, no, it isn't 2020, it's, I'm sorry, 16:20, Judges 16, verse 20. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. Now, there's certain scriptures that God will bring up to you and certain words, how he strings them together, that will profoundly affect the way you think about things. This is one that has profoundly affected the way I think about not only the gift of the working miracles, but the gift of special faith, okay? Here's Samson. He got used to the Spirit of God being on him, and he'd go and get himself in a really terrible situation, and somehow I believe God was using that, because that would get Samson right in the middle of the Philistines. Go hang out with the Philistines and be an idiot, and you know, and then when you've had enough, the Spirit of the Lord would come on him, and he would just wipe out the Philistines over and over and over again. And so he was relying on that and ignoring the voice of the Lord that said, you're going to lose it if you keep revealing these secrets to them, right? So, But he had a technique that he would use. Can you use that word, technique? You know, laying on of hands, that's a technique. He didn't say lay your ear on somebody or, you know, lay your elbows. He's technique, lay your hands on them, right? This is a technique that we see Samson using. Let me read it again. Verse 20, she said, "The Philistines are upon thee, Samson. And he woke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord had departed from him." So every time when the Philistines would tie him up and they, you know, through one of his girlfriends, tie him up, and then they were going to come and jump on him and strangle him and kill him or something, he would wake up and shake himself. Words of Samson. "I'll go out and I'll shake myself." And then the Spirit of the Lord comes on him and he begins to function in the strength and power of the Lord. Right? So here we have Samson revealing a little bit about how he went from just being big, strong guy to big, strong guy functioning in the power of Almighty God. Right? When God's power comes on you, you've got the strength of 1,000 men or more. Right? When God's special faith comes on you, you've got the strength of God because it's his faith. Nothing's impossible to you. So Samson went to this, and this is what I want you to hear and listen. When you exercise your faith and you stretch it as far as you can and shake yourself in it, meaning stir up yourself. Remember, there's a verse of scripture that says, stir up the gifts of God. Right. Stir up the gifts of yourself? No, stir up the gifts of God. What stirs up the gift of faith? The word of the Lord. So as you go in the word of the Lord as far as you can and you shake yourself in it, at times as the Spirit wills, his Spirit will come on you and it'll be a done deal. All right? And we've applied this too much in our own natural ability, okay? And what happens is, let's say you start meditating on God's provision for healing, okay? God's provision for healing, God's provision for healing. By his stripes I'm healed. He sent his word and healed me. And you meditate on that, and you meditate on it, and you declare it, and you speak it to your body, right? And you go through this process of that. And then all of a sudden, something just drops down on the inside of you, and you're like, wouldn't matter if I ever said that again. Because all of a sudden, I just believe I'm healed more than the look on in my body. Doesn't matter what I look like, what I feel like. What you've done is you've stirred yourself up. You've shaken yourself, according to Samson, to the extent of your ability. And I've heard people talk about this with special faith, as they'll say, I will extend my faith as far as I can. And then out there is where God's faith takes over, and it's becomes supernatural. Okay? Glory be to God forever. Jude chapter 20, and I may be able to end with this. We'll see. Glory be to God forever. All the gifts of the Spirit function when you're in the Spirit. And I want you to understand that there are times when you're in the Spirit where that is the time to do things in faith, okay? Sometimes you wait for remember the man by the pool of water, Solomon's porch, I think it was. He waited for the Spirit of, they were all waiting for the Spirit of God to move the water, right? And then they would get in. There's a good example there for us, okay? If you're believing God for healing, if you're believing God for prosperity, if you're believing God for revelation concerning something, wait for the Spirit of God to move. I'm not saying don't meditate on scriptures. Be prepared by feeding your spirit, by be prepared for doing these things, but wait for that time to shake yourself. Learn how to hook up with the Spirit of God. And then when he begins to move in that area, that's the time to move with him. Yeah. That's the time to stand up and say, now we're going to pray for prosperity for so-and-so. Now we're going to pray for healing. Why? Because the Spirit of God is there moving. that will enable you, listen, to step out into his healing power, to step out into his faith, which is much bigger than your faith, to step out in his words of the Lord, which are much bigger than you just declaring something. Does this make sense? So you wait for the quickening of the Spirit. Yes, glory be to God. How are we going to do that? Jude chapter 1 and verse 20. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, this says praying in the Holy Ghost or praying in the Spirit is one way to build yourself up on your most holy faith. Let me just make this statement here. All of the gifts of the Spirit function through what? Through faith. All of them. God is a faith God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. How are you going to know that it's time to pray for somebody's healing? Because the word of the Lord will come to you saying. But you won't know this if you haven't built yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. All of these things go together. We've missed it many times by trying to subdivide it too much. All of the gifts of the Spirit function through faith. All of them function by the word of the Lord. All of them function, remember, by the discerning of spirits, mainly him, the discerning of Ruach, the discerning of the Holy Spirit. So when you're in the Spirit, when you're building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit, then you're in the Spirit, and you can hook up with him, and all the gifts of the Spirit will function and flow. Special faith. And then you need to learn to keep your mouth quiet when you're not in the Spirit, when you're not under that same anointing of special faith. Learn this lesson. When you're going to, you've prayed in the Spirit. You've built yourself up. You felt the unction of the Holy Ghost or the word of the Lord come to you and say, go pray for somebody, lay your hands on them. You go and do it. Then you back out of the Spirit and all of a sudden you're back in your natural self and your mind's going, what did you just do? How can you believe that what you just did had any effect whatsoever? Remember, you're no longer in that position or under that anointing. When you're there, you believed something. So you need to just leave it alone. If it's just don't say anything anymore about it. Just leave it alone. Right? Because you were functioning on one level of the Holy Ghost. And then you came out, don't try to do something else outside of that. Amen. Right? That's why Jesus said to like the centurion there, he said, fear not, only believe. Right? Because he was in the presence of Jesus. Jesus did something. He said, your daughter will live or your servant will live. Right? Right then, the word of the Lord went forth. He had faith right then. Well, along the road, there had to be times when his mind was just going, wait a minute, how could that be? Especially when they came and already told him that they were dead. All right? And that's Jesus said, fear not, only believe. What was he telling him to believe? He was telling him to believe that which happened when he was in the Spirit, when he was there, when this gift was in operation. Believe that. Remember, we have faith in what? The power of God. Believe that when you're in the Spirit and those things are happening and you have that special faith and nothing, you're not doubting at all. I laid my hands on this person and they were healed. But then you step out of that gift of special faith and it seems like, well, I don't know. And then all the doubts and wonderments come. That's the time to just shut up, right? Say nothing. Amen. Until you get back in the Spirit and maybe you have something else to say. Amen. But we have faith in the power of God, in the power of God. That's where our faith is. You see that? We went full circle of going, my speech and my preaching is not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith would be what? In the power of God. There was a demonstration. Your faith was where? In the power of God. Where is it? It's in the power. So when you're not in the power, we need to learn as a body to just plain shut up. so that his power can be manifest and more effective. Glory be to God. Yes, thank you, Jesus. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. He's telling you that when you're in this position of being built up on your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit, remember? All the gifts of the Spirit function when you're in the Spirit. You will have the capacity and ability to bring people out of the fire. You'll have the capacity and ability to bring people into healing, to bring those miraculous working of miracles, which is the kingdom of heaven, manifest on earth. Remember we talked about that definition of the working of miracles was the kingdom of heaven manifest on earth. Jesus, when he walked across the water, people don't normally do that on earth. But I guarantee you in heaven it was a manifestation of just the way it was. How do you think he did it? The word of the Lord came to him saying, walk over to the other side. And he went, okay. First step. Might have been the doozy, so as they say, this first step's a doozy. The priests, when they were going across the Jordan River, they had to step into the water. And it got deeper every step they took with the Ark of the Covenant. But as they kept going, the waters began to part. Working of miracles. How did it happen? The word of the Lord came to them saying. Did they do that the next day when the Spirit of God wasn't there telling them to do it? No. So we obey and we work with him. We are God's workmanship and we do his works as he is doing them. So let's not be foolish and step out of the work. Let's continue on. And when it's time to pray in tongues, we pray in tongues. When it's time to prophesy, we prophesy. When it's time to lay hands on the sick and watch them recover, we watch them recover. We stay in his presence. That's where all the gifts of the Spirit function and flow when you're in the Spirit. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.